This one, I'm turning to the book of Psalm 17. Turn up here, maybe after Psalm 17. We'll consider a portion of Psalm 17, verse 13 to 14, but let me read it to you. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy word, thy sword, from men which are thy hands, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, they leave the rest of their substance to their babes. This is a prayer of David, and as I said, we are looking at this portion. It's part of this psalm, and the whole psalm, David wrote this psalm. And so our subject for looking at this portion is the people of the world. And now we see here Psalm 17, David, throw away. Now, baby, I'm kind of invested in the fourth time. I will be a David boy. Now, but I am now so I say, Nipa, we are still Nipa. We are still Nipa. The people of the world. Because we have David praying that to be delivered from the people, the men of the world. In verse, I have to read the prayer of verse, from verse 13 to 14. I think verse 14, when he says, halfway from verse 13, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy soul, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world. And the men of the world is referring to people of the world. And it's amazing. You ask, is David not of this world? Is David not living in this world? Yeah, he lives in this world, but when the Bible says men of the world, people of the world, it means people that are not really God's people. We are going to see it as we continue. So David, in the Bible, always the people in this world are distinguished into two. Those which the Bible described them as righteous, good, heavenly people, and those that are worldly, wicked sinners. When sin entered into the world, this has always been. Remember, I began with Cain and Abel. Do you remember? Cain proved that he didn't, he hated God, and Abel proved that he's somebody who loved God. God has changed him because they were all sinners. You see, the show Bible one, and because many are bringing you, Bible say we are simply going to two. The show for us, whatever we are supposed to do is that here. If you can't be able to start your person, who's a king on your via, who's really a coupon, on your via, or brand was where I'm going to able, or you'll be a no brand of us to my coupon, no who's a coupon. Desire is so you know, and I won't be perfect. People we are sitting here, you'll be a new pet. One more, a year, a stroke for a strong debar, no more, or yeah, a sassy soon, any bar. Dear Bertrand, yeah, dear Bertrand, yeah, we are sitting here, but. We will look at the worldly or the people of the world, but let's actually have a bit something about the heavenly people. The heavenly people are people of who are not of this world, though they live in this world. They also live in this world, you see. They are born into this world, yet they are not of this world. You see the difference? In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, we are told they are of the household of God. Omo ye nkofu omo ye nyangu poni fi fu omo omo ye ni fire warm to so bi awo. Omobe we are seeing Mutisopia, so Bible describe it, so many are for few, for me, I'm for four. And that's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, no, actually, sir. And also, the Bible also tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ prays and intercedes for only these people. It's not amazing. Yes, Christo. Upon Pima won, ah, every uncle for few for, on a sound sweet and tempting any demand, or any uncle for few for. Yes, Christo, and tempting up for, or sound so, upon Pima, we ask, but a own one, a one uncle for few over here, a stroke for ya, a kind of master. So they only receive blessings of Calvary. When the Lord Jesus Christ was praying John chapter 17, he mentioned he distinguished his people and he prayed for them. See, he was not praying for them, but let me read it to you. He said that, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, talking about his people, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So, upon Pai is a general emperor. And in call for it, oh, we are saying. Now, on your moon, few money moon. Now, so, oh, few we are saying. Said the others, few we are saying. So, you see, there's a difference. The people of those that are Christ are not of this world. See, and who are these people? Though these heavenly people, people of Christ, people who are of the household of God, they were born as sinners as anybody, they were born like anybody, but God has bestowed on them the blessings of salvation. One way I have a phone call for a soviet strong call for a discreet upon 5 miles away. Ah, I'm only a strong call, so we are seeing me. Oh, yeah, one sir, we'll be at the point, sir, but the whole point day, and quite yet, and soon shut your mouth, and quite yet, you want him as soon as you shut at your mouth. Forgiveness of sin and a spiritual life. When you factor a name, I will hope for soon small, but your mouth, it will no action on if we are at. I tell you if we are safe for him. And we know forgiveness of sin and spiritual birth came because Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary to offer himself in place of sinners and took upon himself the punishment for sinners so that all who repent of sin and trust in him, he forgives and gives this life. That is how when the facture and name our hope for now and your hope for the man. And 2 years if you say Christ to our Calvary, a powerful woman the boy for. Or the voice you are one year supernatural. So, the boy, any of you are there, Rebbe Shenimuno, or Benjamin, the one you actually know, man, sir, and where a money paper in your two point. So, this is what has made some people, though they are born into this world, they are sinners, but they are not of this world. And when a chef is so, yeah, one more hanging, we are so for them. Though you are warmer, but we are somewhere at the point for the soul, we are so a Christo, the Hawaii, and all kind of rock over at. I only that source, obviously, I don't want to show number on the same. I mean, I go for four. And on that, I'm doing that too. And now, I'm going to try a more powerful flow. So you see, and then another aspect is that the life of the heavenly people, or the people of God, their life is regulated by the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. I won't want to go for one. I'm on who friend your money and show one. I'm Jesus, Christian, you know. I'm a proud one. I'm going to go for one in seven. I want to hear said the Bible can. So there are people who live in this world and who are living according to God's will. And so in the sense they do not live as the people of this world. The world has its culture, has its aims and visions and hopes and whatever it is, but the people of God do not live by the aims and visions and hopes of the people of this world. The culture of the world. The people of God don't live. The people who are heavenly, who are not of this world, they don't live like that. You see, we are see Omoa, Yabu Pachuma Ben, Nidia, Christo Bompai, Ma, Omoya, Oma Jinni, Dom Rashid, Massacre, Mumuji Boni, Mum Dom Rashid, and me. Omoya Bonfua, Omon Tina, we are seeing what they say we are for. One, no, Yabu Ponson, the Dada, or Bravo. One, Pepe Bia, would be BH on two months, Yabu Ponson, Emma Pine. And not like a air department who are down so warm. So there are people of God. So at least I'm trying to explain to us this difference. Our concentration is on the people of this world. My church is more than a bit more engine we are saying before. I'm more there a down so warm. Now the person is now on the paper in one way we are seeing. So remember, Brandy probably at that time said, in here we are young phone call. So, over here, we will not be able to do it. world. So the question is, who are the people of this world? And say, how many we are to for? See, how many we are to for? First thing we are thinking that there are those who desire, whose desires are all evil. Well, you know what? 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 This people are possessed with a love for the things of this life. And so they make the things of this life their gods. So they made the things of this world their gods. The love of God is not in their heart. And also the fear of God is not in their eyes. The only thing that can keep people from sin, the love of God and the fear of God. There are many people, a trinity people born in there, and who born in the world, and they are more sure when they pay any soul. So, they are but they believe if we are to fall, almost really, I'm going to go. Oh, yeah, dear friends, I'm going to ask my father. So long as the Bible, one of them, yes, of course, why? Oh, boy, I've been there and say, I'm going to go on what to call them, yes, and we saw a same way, smart way, and I say, in a short this way, this way, and I said, but I out this way, this way. You have to fall in the German. Well, I'm fine. So these are one of the descriptions of people of this world. They love the world, they love the things of this world. They set their heart on things of this world, and so they devote all their desires for these things in place of God. Well, you know, God made us so that we desire Him above everything. You have to fall, boy, say, on no penna, Yakuma. The people of the world don't. They devote their heart to the things of this life. They desire the things of this life better than anything that concerns God. So they put the things of this, the love of the things of this life in their heart in place of God. We go to Proverbs. Because of this, the Lord says, "My son, give me thy heart." See, Uncle Paul, a person idea of Kuma to the society and a body engine. Who Proverbs first was saying, "May by for Kuma mommy, God deserves nothing from us but heart." You see what is happening nowadays about these prosperity preachers? They are telling people, come and sow seeds. Or as if God wants our money or our resources. No, God doesn't need those things. He needs our heart. We should rather sow our heart to God. That I mean, yes, I wish they'll say they come and sow their heart. Then if they do, then they will have nothing. That knows God, they will not bring money. People, they are these false pastors, they are making they say, in the airport, so we say, my chair must have missed my reaction for no, we have to move your money to your work. You have to go on the panel, no, dear, the good times in the park, come on, I didn't do any other than so. Now you show, and then they don't have a problem. Now, the money part, a cheap one, a young post, show them for little. The children's love for their parents out of love. See, their fear for their parents is out of love. But the fear of the maybe a prisoner and maybe the officer is tyrannical, kind of fear that really out of what do you call it? Panic. The fear that caused panic. Okay, so that's the difference. So this is the kind of fear God wanted us to have for Him. God wants us to have that that love, kind of love, which children have for their parents. So that out of love for my parents, I wouldn't want to do these things, you see. So you may be very important, you know. Me and you may be our friends, but Nipa, if you ask for no, what if you ask your mother, you see my community, you know. Sad the way, you know. Sad the way, you know. And you know. And Tina, I saw you so, any of them. So, I'm the we are say SC or Makumem. I see a brow, Saka and Kuponaka or say or Makumemu, a yearly diano. And I make us say, Yabeka and Nanchancha, also a sorry, be bringing us off for Mukan said, oh, Pastor, so see. Fasika ra ya kupon mboho ya sami ya numu pa mao fawebra ya kupon shira na msi dhabi uka babu na se ya kupon se ya kuma pa na ofe nchi seka ajuma pa na omo ya no amu kwa suku kase umu pa makuma embe umbe su makuma so umu kumudo makuma baso kunyafe because umu fisika na ba so they are deceiving people. We should rather give our heart to God, you see, we should rather yield our heart to him. That's what God wants from us. But the people of this world, what are they using their hearts for? They hunger and thirst after wealth, after entertainment and reputations of this life. You know, the Bible says we should blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. About the worldly, rather hunger and thirst after wealth, entertainment, and reputations, and everything that the world can offer them. You see the opposite. Yanku Ponson, Nipazan, So they've said the world in their heart. They are hungry and thirsting after the things of the world. So this is one of the things that the people of this world are known for. They are known for the things loving the things of this life. Everything in the world for good, they want to claim it. They want to have it as their own. And it's a sad state that also that the creature created by God and he demands our heart. He said, no, we will give it to the world. The things of this life, the vain things of this life. One of the hymns we sang said that things of the world is like empty and vain. They are nothing. We ask to kunyoma, feeling. Okay, we move on. The second thing about the people of this life or the people of this world is that all their life policies are earthly. Ama pura go mu sise nyano e wi asimu. Ano mu plans nyano e fe wi asimu ko aho. They have no higher aims in life. But I am asking to say who are a far our problem. A dear one, maybe a reality dream where you are a better for the form of crowd. Almost saying, yeah, I'm just saying how we're going to have to be at all. So that they have no higher aim than acquisition of material things to satisfy their self. So, when you are saying you may know the Amakuma actually. They are like the rich fool in Jesus' parable. In Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to 21. Luke accounts here, kind. Luke, I say, it's Christo, or Kapara will be here far, or the phobia now, a chain, my own castle is Jimmy for. Sana, if we are for, or more, policy of life, at here. This is a Sikania, no Jimmy for. We said, it's Christo, picture the strain, Mesima, Kapara will here. Look at Luke chapter 16, verse 21. No. In verse 19 of this chapter, the rich man, after he had plenty of harvest, I'm sure we read it, we can remember, his only desire was to enjoy it for many years. As if his life depends on abundance. How or the 4 year? Parable of Israel said, no buy baby gray, nothing, who do you yet? Now, the a ban of whom we say, oh, I feel the crap, the mania be eddy, if you be great, if you be the mania, you say, mania be great, I think, eddy. Now, as you said, no one age not be great now when you're not sure. as if his life depends on their abundance. You know, the Lord just described himself in that chapter. He said, "Their life, our life doesn't depend on abundance of the things we possess." And then he came to tell us of this parable, and this man thinks his life depends on the plenty things he has had. And then look at what he said. He said, that verse 9, he said, "And I will say to my soul, soul, that has much good laid down for many years, take thine ease, eat and drink and develop, and be merry, and be merry." Because in the cash, I'm a crab. Oh, my crab. When you're a new man, you go home. Tobo, let it in a long, Nama, Okra, and Tony. I think the soul rests on these things. I think the soul needs physical rest and material enjoyment. No, our souls don't need material things to be happy. The soul is not satisfied when the body has enough to eat and drink. Yakra, Nabunto, the Embraer will be created near with Brian, a kind of Bunto, the Embraer. And also, the soul is not happy when we have so many things. No, you know. What man lost by sin is not the worldly things. And the Nipa Ashre or Bonnie Munio. Man lost something far higher, something far nobler than this, the things of this life. Man lost righteousness. You see, that's why in the accusation, which was hunger and thirst after righteousness, that is what we have lost. Nipa Ashre Tinye, any purpose. It's a issue to the Sermon on the Mount. He was saying, "Yeah, Israel, they are supposed to come. I train them come, and they train us come again." And then they actually, in the early preparation, we have lost righteousness and holiness and purity. We have lost that, so that when we have many things of this life, we have not done. We have done nothing about our lost condition. See, yeah, we are still not able to pray. Yeah, yeah, can find. Yeah, see, be a yeah, born here, yeah, in Rome. Yeah, yeah, can find where. We have done zero. You know, it is when we have that perfect righteousness that the soul can rest. Meaning then the soul can now trust in God and set the desires on Him. Saying, "Ya train, ya noa, ya train noa." And then I cry, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be here, so I'm going to be here, so you see, people are not happy about things of God sincerely, because there's lack of this righteousness. Nipa bebre enya, well, mupa sonya, but so many enito yangupo. I'm not talking about people going to dance in churches. I'm sure you know people say they are happy in God, they are dancing in churches. No, that's not the happiness we are talking about. The soul doesn't, it's not physical, the soul doesn't dance, it's a body that dances. You see, when we are dancing, we are happy. The soul is so happy. The same way, any material thing we acquire doesn't make the soul happy. I see a sunny and a geno, a crown, an engine. The happiness of the soul, what we're saying, is that the truth about God, which is in the song. A crown, an engine, a joy, and you're more to the crown, and you're more to the soul. And then, my crown, an engine. If you take so that there are many songs they call gospels, and they are not. Because there's nothing to feed the soul so that the soul can be happy in God. You see? So, the rest, I mean, the soul cannot be happy when we are having this abundance. Friends, until our soul is clothed with God's righteousness, which man has lost, we can never claim to be happy. We are still poor, wretched sinners who must die and perish in eternal hell. Copying breasts, young people on it, and they have a bad Padjadimu. Now, say, you know, Nipa Ira, a young four winning, a young four Papa Yamu, a young four young people. And again, the seven of them are blessed are the poor in spirit. One way, one in Asha also. Then there, Ombutumi and Pupon into my Bible, so Mutumi and it's in and now, won't it be? And then I dream now, won't it be? And so, when we are having things of this life, the soul is not touched. Our main problem of this life is not touched at all. Yeah, how are there so a bravo, Muno? I'll say a dim to Mano. And you ask him no way, even young, the best of us are remembered. You're getting young as the answer, how no one. We cannot. You see, it tells us that all that we have, nobody takes his reputation to after the beyond the grave. Whether the great person, whether the most intelligent person, whether the most richest person, when we die, it ceases. Yes, we come to this world naked, we'll go naked. All that is in the world, we cannot take along with us, you see. All that is in the world, we cannot take. What we must think about is our sin. There was a dream where you're born in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. The Bible tells us what we have lost. And it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, of course, verse 24, because being justified freely by his grace through redemption, that is in Christ Jesus, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The glory we have lost, So you see, God will give us this, and in the Romans chapter 5, we have this. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is what we have to do. But what's the policy of the worldly? If we ask for them, they see your money. So, as I've compared this rich fool, it's like this rich fool. So, their policy of life is like this rich fool. Many people today like him. They are eager to work hard and earn so much. You ask them for facts. I didn't know more for great. Why? Why would people want to have plenty? Or even why people are desiring to be rich or to have the things of this life, whether we have many or not. It's not that they're rich alone. All of us, until we come to know God, we think that if we have riches. I mean, it depends on what people think, but I think if I have this, I should be okay. Somebody will say, well, if I have the house, I'll be okay. If I have a car, I'll be okay. Well, if I have a business, I'll be okay. If I have a job, I'll be okay. No. And so, people are eager to earn these things and do so many things to have them. But what is the purpose? So that I'm going to turn you. No. So that they can satisfy their desire for luxury and fame. And some also think to have plenty because they imagine that will keep them from life calamities. So they think that way. So that when they have plenty, when there are trouble, they can. But there's some trouble that the things of this life cannot solve for us. I'm sure we know. Just an illness, nothing in this world can cure. If it's an incurable disease, have everything in the world, you can never be happy. And there are so many things which the things of this life cannot solve for us. Just last week, I was listening to a program on BBC, and it was about, I think the host was interviewing people, these people are saying that they are preparing for against future catastrophes, either in their personal lives or in the world at large. They made a reference to the COVID-19, how when it came, well, many people were all prepared, and their life were so in trouble. So he asked each one of these individuals, what have they done? I mean, what operations they have done? And one of them said he has learned how to grow his own food and store them, and he has also tried to put many tools and equipment he may need, so that if there's a catastrophe for so many years, he doesn't need to go. He doesn't need to depend on anyone. And he has a solar system, so he doesn't need electricity from anyone if this is obstructed. And they were mentioning many things, which another lady also said she's learned how to defend herself. And so they were having somebody also say about his health. He's trying to build his immune system and how to have a kind of policy about lifestyle which will really toughen him or her. So there were so many things. So, and all of the thing, the preparation they are doing is for their life here. Some of you are BBC, or some of us are Samia, or say, I'm a boy, I'm a boy, ọ̀nà ìṣe ha ọ̀nà bíẹ̀nìbíẹ̀ni ní ọ̀stọ̀ náà bí ọ̀nà abẹ́yà ní electric energy bí from the solar and other things. Ní ọmọ ohun ehìyàn sẹ́ how to be asking for a long time or own depending on obi but obi ti mi ati na siya ní ọmọ ẹ̀tọ́nù. And náà bẹ́ka sẹ́, nǹkan fún òye interview ọmọ yìí, ọmọ policy of life is about this life alone. Àwọn òbí à ń ká sọ ò méjì òbí àìfà náà sì wú bábí àmẹ́kọ̀ hẹ́fì náà náà sọ ò dáṣin dàbí náà ìsúná sílẹ̀ náà. It's all of this life, how to preserve their life, and how to apply the things of this life to preserve it. Ẹnu náà ọmọ bíi ẹ̀hún sẹ́, ọmọ ẹ̀yẹ wíyá sí wọ́n ní ọmọ náà, ọmọ díẹ̀ sí ẹ̀ kọfí mú rẹ̀ sẹ́, ẹ̀ há wútó wíyá sí à, ọmọ tún mi ẹ̀yẹ easy. That's what they are thinking of. And that's the thinking of many people, nations, individuals. That's what they are thinking. Well, let's money the one in the world, how much trouble can we can have shops to withstand? Yes. It's all about this life. About this temporal life. They care for their bodies, not their souls. The people of this world, the people of this world, that's what they think. They don't think about their soul, they think about this life and the good things their bodies will have. So, the life policy of this world is for the body. And that's all. It's for this temporal existence that they are preparing for, they are securing for. They secure things for this life and nothing else. But one thing that we should all notice is that God takes notice of people's life in regard to their souls. God doesn't see us that way. He sees us by what our souls are before Him. Is our souls clean from sin? Is our sins forgiven us? Do we have the new birth? Are we having the same nature that He has given to His children? Yakra, yatin ni hufu bone ho ana, nya bone fache. Ana nya ne nim ne wotre ne a, ne mba wo bia na. Ana ne nim no, yakra ifi bi ni ho ana, ne yakpo hwe. God is not looking at what people do in this world and how they have acquired the things of this world. He's looking at our souls. Why? Because the human life and all moral bearings are in the soul. nipa yi kwa ene papa ne boni ene pa ye a aso so hwe da ho e wo kra ni e kra no na sa se e pa ni be ye boni ene e pa ni be di se hu ene adwen a ye be fa ye adwen boni ni adwen fi ni an e kra ni mu na wo. So God looks at the soul. Now go bow share your share kra no. That is why he told that rich fool that the rich man that fool. You know, catch yourself asking, you know, yeah, your man also this year now, which me are 81 for so many years, so you pass here because your soul is empty. You don't have righteous. Who needs in here? Who near your water in here? Now, there, or cry, no, and be one associate, man. So it's a foolish, life policy, and that is what the worldly people have. The people of this life, the people of this world, that is what they are. They are always thinking about their body. And my God looks at the soul. So that the worldly, those, or the people of this world, they seem to forget that one day God will summon them and then their soul will be surrounded to him unexpectedly. I'm sure we know, interesting, will be aware, I say, a sudden death. No death is sudden. Every death is death. You see, nobody knows when he's going to die. God, well, maybe the person didn't get ill and then all of a sudden he dies. There's nothing like sudden death. Every death is death. Every death is unexpected. It will be no more. Oh, it will be in that so. Fine, but we will use a group. It will be a you. And see a TV as you know. I'll say it being said, that will be a woman, TFF in the way in that so. And then, or TFF in the more, if you're anyone who will be a crowd of Punta. The problem where we will come up one day, when unexpectedly, God summons us and takes our soul from us. What happens afterwards is to give account of yourself to him. And that's what people should think about. There's nothing like sudden death. A woman who is there for some will no. Every death is death. When people die, their time is up. And when someone will be who and the time now so say oh yare you so why not you the time was so. There's nothing like unexpected death. Because nobody knows when death will come to us. The Bible tells that we should expect death. It's appointed unto men once to die after the judgment. So every day we should think of it. You know, if I broke a it's a deception. I did change the sign or something. Say you being said that you were from here. But because we don't think, if you say you being woman, if you say that channel, what never to change. No, each and every day is mercy, is patience of God for us. And they be at the this time, who move through and then I go through. Because by his righteousness and his justice, a sinner should die. A sinner should not even live physically, but then it's patient. So that we should think about it. Well, again, but the people of this world, they think of, they take comfort in a healthy body while their souls are poor in sin. If we ask people for no, I'm going to say, they don't care because the soul has to be close to righteousness, God's righteousness. Nipakra no say nyang ya point say ne yes sir, ye dia share the same idea. And so we ask for you then on the home. Say unya bibi shena no turn what does fire no matter. On when a cry no a young queen no and shake you. A cry no born into young queen no. Are you naked on your point? You know, when the people of Israel sent, when Moses was going to take the law from the from Mount Sinai, and they suggest they told Aaron to mold the calf for them. You know, when Moses came, you know how he referred to their sin. So you have made yourself naked. Why sin? Make men naked before God. Bone emanipa who died the journey of poiny. If you say bone paunipa manipa shenibia emani muna poiny. See, but people want to cover themselves physically. They don't want to cover their sins before God. And if a person will cut down home when you swap, but the bone you are, the person will cut down so they are good with it. Make sure you open the way to me, I cut a bone. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can cover our sins. There's nothing that can cover our sins before God. This is when the You see, many, it's interesting, the people of this world, they are so wise that in the things of this life, they make sure that nobody cheats them. Their money, their resources, their intelligence. No, not sit there for somebody to teach me, to cheat me. How many we are seeing, But when it comes to their soul, they are careless. People allow their souls to be cheated. They don't care about it. They would not allow themselves to be cheated by what methods. But how many people are willing to check that what they are being told by so preacher is God's word or not? Nobody cares. You see how deceived we are? We are saying your mother, your best is here, but you want someone in the crowd, and you want to cry with you. Many people are following so called prophet, and you tell them what he's doing, is it in the scripture? Oh, no. As long as people believe it and it works for them, it's okay. It's nonsense. People go to juju, and when they tell them it works, are they people of God? No. When I was young, growing up, what people are going to prophet today, so-called prophet today, they go to juju. People don't go to those who are prophet were juju malams. They go to them and they do the same thing for them. They tell them of their future, whatever, and they tell them they will have children. What they do for them? Now, so-called men of God are juju men. They are not God's people, because what they are telling people to do, come and sow seed, and that God will, it's nonsense, it's not in the Bible. You see? And for 48, rather than sow seed, and who point sharp, I held up, and for the Bible, this Christ over that, he never did that. The apostles never did that. The church has never done that. But if we ask the follow, if we ask the pardon, and foremost, ever died almost, I remember. So, I brought up one day, and that whole, and came up with that. Your sin is awaiting you to be punished, awaiting for you in the future. No, go to YouTube people, they can also do those things for you. There's no difference, you see. Those times you chance to go market, they are there, they do magic. And people go and watch. The same people are doing those gimmicks and they say it's a gift of God and they are deceiving people. No. My friend, think of your soul. Don't live your life like this, rich fool. And who are brothers and sisters asking here? Bible said, or empathy. Well, if you ask me, you will give yourself a crap after you. You know, I'm happy. Okra, Anthony, I'm copying bra, I'm going to go. My time is already gone. But the warning is that we don't know what will happen to us tomorrow. We don't know what our life will be. But the sure thing we know that tomorrow we may die and tomorrow we may go and meet God. But my question to you is that who are you? Are you the people of this world? Are you among them? Or are you God's people? So kopi ya kupu ni mwa, my question is that I say, I've shown the difference. Those who are God's people and those who are worldly people. So answer for yourself. Are you among God's people in this world? Where have you placed your desires? Are they on earthly things, on money, reputation, possessions? Where have you placed your heart? Or are they on worldly entertainment? The music of this world, the sports of this world, the vacations of this world, We have to focus on the worldly entertainment, is that the thing that you are seeking for? All the money and the thing that your hopes, is that what, the purpose you are living this life for? Or are they on fleshly lust, sexual morality, alcohol, and things that people think they do to happy themselves? Is that what you have placed your hope in? Then I will tell you, remember Lot's wife. The mechanic was a kind Lot, Nereno. Lot, Nereno, Omufi Lot, Omufi Sodom, no? That was the moment we should be in unity. But I'm saying, oh, you didn't know Sodom, but you're trying. So, if we have to fall, so don't put on your mom as I saw so with you. Remember Lot, Kailot, Nereno. If we have to move your mom more than in this year. And you also, if you do not turn from the things of this life and give your life to Christ, you may become like the day of judgment will come and you'll be naked. Sad I want to say, wow, today, so far, Christo, that's all on the sound. Unji need you for rent, share the woman, may or Jim Passen, Mujan for one Mujan or home. For rent, told the sister, Jim Guan. Where's the lot wife we are? We are seeing your men or come at the age at the Muda Babana, only if you are clothing. This Christo penetrated my mind to me, I hear or more between them when you are in surgery. He came on earth to save people from this world, you see. He came to save people from this world. So that those who repent of their sins and believe in him, they are brought out of this world into the people of God. So we need to sacrifice for the Christ to one. So, have you yielded your heart to Christ? Have you given it to him? If you have not done so, come to him and ask him. He only can make you a citizen of heaven while you are on earth, and the day of your death, he will receive you. When you come to appear before him. And open the bedroom, my baby, as soon as you pass, I was at you. As the old government will swap, but you will pass right here. So look up to him and give your life to him. Let's pray.